Hello, it is Monday, March the 2nd. I have been thinking a lot about my last podcast. And I mean, somebody might have been offended by it or didn't understand it because it was a different point of view. But I think it's important that as believers that we should understand how someone came to their belief and why people feel a certain way that are believers. You know, we should support each other. You know, we should encourage each other, because sometimes we are in a little box or, you know, a little bubble that we do need to try to reach out to people who don't look like us, who don't think like us. As long as if they're believers, or even if they're on the cusp of a relationship with Jesus Christ, you know, we need to make sure we're there to encourage them. You know, that's very, very important. We got to encourage them, because the world right now is in such chaos, and it is so evil and so ugly. And I was just thinking that, I mean, I can hear cursing, just the nastiest stuff, even at work or out in public. But the moment you want to talk about Jesus Christ, people don't want to hear it. They get offended. It's too much for them. And I was watching this video of this street preacher. And what he was talking about is people, the reason why people get offended hearing about Jesus is because deep down they have that sin in them, you know, and they don't want to, you know and realize that they're sinful. I mean, we're all sinners. We're all sinners. But I mean, we got to understand, and as a believer, know that we are forgiven. And that if we do sin, that we repent. And as a Christian, as a believer, the things that you used to do before you were a believer, you shouldn't even want to do those things. You shouldn't have a desire to do those things. Now, I know sometimes you do, but you got to turn away from it. Because I know I've gone through that, and I think about things. Well, I used to do this and be into this and be into that, and I don't feel that way anymore. And you know why? It's because of Jesus changing my heart. You know, it's a wonderful thing. And I wish more people would understand that. And I wish that the veil could be removed from their eyes and understand how wonderful Jesus is. I mean, it is wonderful knowing this in my heart, in my soul. And it's just, and we want to talk about it. And I want to talk about it and talk about him to people just so you would know. I want you to know. Just to have that forgiveness, and just to know that what Jesus has, what he has planned for those who believe. I don't want to be separated forever from him. Do you understand that? That just imagine being in darkness forever. I mean, just more than darkness. Even if you were just in the dark forever, You couldn't see anything, anybody. I mean, is that what you want? You know, it's just, did you want to be tormented for eternity because you think that the life that you're living now is so more important than following Jesus Christ? Do we get this? And you know, I've tried to share my podcast to some people, and they don't respond. And you know what? That's fine. But there are people who have responded, and I appreciate that. You know, I just understand that what I'm saying is coming from my heart, from my real, true heart. And that I want you to know how glorious Jesus is. Just being in his, just abiding in him. Do you know what his word says when you read it, and how he sees you? Not how the world sees you, how Jesus sees you and what he has planned for you. But if we reject him, then we're going to be forever separated from him. It's just, we got to realize that and, you know, talk to someone who's a Christian. Go visit a church, you know, and just see how amazing it is. It's so amazing. It's so wonderful. And you know what? No. If you're a Christian, it doesn't mean your life is going to be happy, happy, joy, joy, bird singing every single day. But as a Christian, as a believer, I know how eternity is going to be. I know that I'm not going to be separated from God, because everything that's going on in this world right now is just temporary. You know, you're looking at the coronavirus. You know, everyone is scared, you know, of it. And I mean, there are diseases going on all day, every day. But none of these things will be going on in heaven. There will be no crying, no death, no illness in heaven. But I think so many people are so stuck in this world and being a part of this world. And I have sometimes got to think, oh man, I'm still having one foot in the world and one foot in the word. And that's something I have to work on. And it's almost worse that I know what I'm supposed to be doing and I fail. And I have to repent. And I have to get on my knees and I have to pray and ask God to forgive me. You know, so I'm just pouring my heart out. Anyone who hears this, I hope they will just take it in, really listen, and understand that Jesus loves you. And he wants the best for you. Thank you.